Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. How likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely to vote?
Definitely.
I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like for you to tell me if you recognize that person. And if you do, I would like for you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Larry Hogan.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Very.
Robin Ficker?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Chris Chaffee?
Don't know.
Donald Trump?
Very, very, very unfavorable.
If the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Support.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Strongly support.
Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Let me know if it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all. Energy independence for this country.
Somewhat important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Unimportant. Absolutely very unimportant.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Unimportant.
Not too important or not at all important?
Not at all important.
A job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Very important.
And thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Here's the first one. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you much more likely?
Less likely. Way less likely.
Okay. The other one says Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values.
Much less.
Much more likely.
I don't think he even knows what's less. I'm not sure he knows what they are.
Now, I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. As I read each one, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. Here's the first one. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent to Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump.
Much more likely.
Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties.
Much more likely.
As Governor Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open.
Much more likely.
I would like to ask you again if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Moderate Republican.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age group do you fall? 1839, 4049, 50, 59, 60, or older?
40.
Well, thank you so much for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am.